Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. What is up with calling people Karens? I don't care for that. I don't think that it is very elevated. I don't think that it actually helps push the conversation forward. And whether you are describing a Karen who is on the right, who is on the left, who is in favor of becoming a human pincushion or putting a stop to becoming a human pincushion, I just don't care for that sort of labeling and derision of somebody and their name. But having said that, I have an awesome healthy American named Karen with two R's, and she sent me a letter, and I want to share this letter with you, and I'm going to show you what she sent me and what she is doing to fight tyranny. Let me know in a comment below what you are doing to fight tyranny. This channel is all about strategies and solutions and resources and remedies and tips and techniques to fight oppression, to stand in our truth, freedom, and liberty, and to not let the bad guys bamboozle us, hoodwink us, dupe us, and pull the wool over our eyes. So I'm so grateful that you are on board, and I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. I also want to share a message from the sponsor, and let's hop on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, you've heard of this before because I've been telling you about my sponsor. I know the CEO. I would love for you to get your expert advice by calling 877-646-5347. Noble Gold is the only gold company that I trust. And if this is something that you think would be of interest to you, I would love for you to listen up, because if you keep your money in a bank account alone, your savings could be at risk. You know this. The banking system is once again under extreme stress. And after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. You know, car loans are defaulting, credit card debt is ballooning, commercial real estate seems to be on the brink of collapse. And these aren't just red flags. They are actually the sounds basically of a ticking time bomb in the financial world. So there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. And that is gold, precious metals. So if this is of interest to you, I want you to find out how gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. So don't wait for the next headline, the crash, or the bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. And you know, I'm all about taking action on this channel. So contact Noble Gold Investments today, safeguard your tomorrow. And as a bonus, let me show you this. You will get a free 1/4 ounce gold coin as a thank you for opening up a qualified account. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin, noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, I want to talk about solutions, remedies, strategies, tips, techniques, actions that you are taking to stand in your liberty, to stand in your freedom, to defend truth. And I know that I do break down the headlines on this channel, and I think it's important that we learn how to read between the lies, but I have just determined that from here on out, I am going to bring you some good news each and every day. And we are kicking this off with a letter from an amazing healthy American named Karen, spelled with two R's. And I want to share with you exactly what Karen is doing. She is in the state of Colorado. And I want to thank you, Karen, for being a healthy American, for sending me this information. I want to thank all of you that are sending me cards and letters, books and goodies and gifts and financial support and prayers and encouragement, because I literally could not do this without you. All right, let me read the letter, and then I'm going to show you what she enclosed. And you can also send me your information, and that is Peggy Hall, 205 Avenida Del Mar, number 681, San Clemente, California, 92674. That is a P.O. box, and they hold all of my mail safe and secure until I pick it up. All right, here we go. Dear Peggy, I enjoy your shows and appreciate your boldness. I just wanted to share with you what I do on my own. She says, it's a personal mission, I suppose. I print little business-sized cards on my home computer and printer with the purpose of giving them out every day that I leave my home. I'm armed with these little handout cards. I've been doing this since 2020 and the election. She says, I try to engage with people as I'm friendly, and I like talking to anyone. Small talk usually goes to current events about our nation. Then I offer a card and they are readily accepted as I leave them with a little something before I continue on my way. Sometimes I leave one of these little cards in a restroom or other places to be found. I pray over each card I give or that I leave. I've included a few for you to see. Sometimes the info changes depending on the news, and often I include helpful websites or a local radio show to check out. Keep it up, girl. And she says, love, Karen in Colorado. So let's give a round of applause to Karen in Colorado. She is taking action. It is very inexpensive, and I want to share with you what she has. So I think this is incredible. This first little card says, regardless of who wins any election, in order to have confidence in the outcome, you must demand of your county clerk real paper ballots. Hello, that's exactly what we need. Citizen voter ID and same day voting. What's so hard about that? There's one day to vote, you go and you vote in person. All right. If there is some reason that lies outside of that, where you're infirm or you're overseas or whatever, then you would have the ability. I don't know. I'm almost of the mind, like, if you can't go, you can't go. You had your chance. And then she writes, hand counted in an open, transparent and bipartisan way. She writes, stand up for America, fly your flag daily. So I will do a screenshot of this and I will put it on my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. You can see what the cards say. And then on the back of it, she writes, and she just prints these out on her computer, cuts them up. And it's her, you know, technique, her tools against tyranny. I think this is brilliant. If you've never read our founding documents, or if it's been a while since you did, here they are. Now, she buys these in bulk. Let me know if you have one of these pocket constitutions. And I want to thank the Healthy Americans that have sent these to me over the years. And this is such a great tool to hand out to people. It's small. It is the complete constitution. And I think it's important that we all refresh our knowledge on that. She said, I buy these pocket-sized constitutions in bulk at nccs.net, right? N like Nancy, nccs.net. And I give them out all year to strangers, and I leave them in offices, public restrooms, etc. And then she said, I leave the little note card inside. People love these, she said, and they can't believe they're so thin. I think a lot of people think the Constitution is like as thick as a Bible, and they feel that they may not be able to understand it, or it was written so long ago, or it's so complicated. It's simple, friends. Let me know in a comment if you would like me to do a series on the Constitution. You know, I think I should do that. We'll just go through it step by step, because many people are still confused as to the Constitution, how it was written, why it was written, what it contains, what the Constitution restricts. Because remember, laws don't give you the right to do something. Laws actually restrict your behavior. So I think that's really interesting. And I've spoken about the Constitution before, that it, let me know in a comment, and I'll answer this in an upcoming video. Which of the three branches of government is described first in the Constitution? There's your homework. And I think it's very important. I've spoken about that at length at previous times. So she hands these out. She said that she buys these little protective sleeves, and in case it's raining, and she said, and I tape these on the doors. The clear sleeve also protects the cover when I'm carrying it around in my bag or my purse. So bravo to you, Karen. I want to show you, she has a couple of other cards. So this one says, if you've never read our founding documents, or if it's been a while since you did, here they are. So wise, powerful, and designated to be brief so that all citizens could keep them in their pocket. Challenge yourself to take 30 minutes to refresh them in your mind. Reflect on the blessings of liberty that have graced our lives in these United States of America, home of a free people. Wow, I love how you described that, Karen. We the people, united we stand, celebrate America, fly the flag every day. So I will put that for you. That might be reversed in my camera. I will put that for you on my Substack. Here's another one. She gives this one out to policemen, and it says, backing our blue, we need you, we honor you, we love you, we respect you, and your presence is necessary for a stable society, necessary for quality of life for all Americans. You are being prayed for. And she said, I made these and I give them out to policemen. Every time they express thanks and seem genuinely appreciative and surprised by this gesture. It's simple, friends. All right, here's one more I want to share with you. A couple more, actually. She's got this one that says, all right, another little one with this a note that she was describing for me. Always vote in primary elections. That is where we determine who gets on the ballot for the general election. Use your primary election vote to elect patriots. Use your general election vote to stop the communists. And you know that they're out there in force. And she said, I start conversations everywhere I go. I hand out one of these, and it sums up very succinctly the purpose of our elections. And then on the back of this one about the elections, she wrote, and all of this is on a tiny little card. She's educating people. Friends, she's doing everything that the Healthy American stands for: connection, education, and action. She's connecting with people, going out. These are strangers, strikes up the conversation. Now, you may not be an extrovert or someone who feels at ease doing that, but you certainly could leave these in places. Like, let's say you're going out to a restaurant. You could leave this with the bill when you leave the restaurant. You could leave this in restrooms. I know many people that left information out, flyers, a lot of my business cards and other information that I had about the suffocation devices, and they would leave those particularly in the restrooms of restaurants because that's where people were still complying with the suffocation. So that way you don't have to have a face-to-face if you're not comfortable doing that. She says, the chaos and wokeness we see unfolding across our nation is communism. 60 plus years ago, the Chinese Communist Party began its long march through America's institutions and is now accelerating on all fronts. Each citizen must engage. Now, I have to interrupt before I continue because this is exactly what I've been saying from day one. We don't need a national unified organization. First of all, I can't even get along with every member of my extended family. How am I going to get along with everybody in a national unified organization? It doesn't happen. That is communism, all right? Well, I'm getting a little excited here. It's the smallest unit of action that makes the most difference, which is the individual. So you standing in liberty, you saying, I'm not going to take this. Now, I applaud those that are trying to do these massive actions, like getting the cocktails removed off shelves and all that. But you know what? I don't care. They could have entire pharmacies filled with them. I'm never going to do it. It's up to me to say no. It's up to you to take your individual action, not some organization. So yes, I love what she's saying. Each citizen must engage now. And here's what she says: things that you can do today. Fly our American flag every day. Check tags. Don't buy made in China. You know what? I want to keep this. I've got another video coming up for you with steps. I want to include hers, and I've got some steps as well for you to take to stand up in liberty, in truth, and freedom. And I want to share that. So, little teaser for an upcoming video. And let's see, this one and this one. I just think it is fantastic. Let's give a round of applause to Karen for demonstrating to us the connection, the education by giving the cards out, and taking the action by giving the cards out. So she's got a triple header here. I think it's so important that we are empowered by our actions. There are plenty of people who believe that all of this is, just has to play out, that our country is going to be left in ruins and there's nothing that we can do about it. So let's just tend our gardens, walk the dogs, and watch a movie and watch the decimation of our country before our very eyes. I personally can't do that. God has called me, and likely you, since you're a viewer on this channel. By the way, take a moment to resubscribe. Friends, you're telling me that you've been unsubscribed by YouTube 2, 3, 4 times. So please take a moment, resubscribe, hit that bell notification. That helps me. It's a very small action you can take right now that is free, and it helps me promote the channel and get my words out. So we've got education, we've got action, we've got connection, and I am not going to just sit around and not do anything. It's empowering for people like you and me to do what we can. So stick with me. In an upcoming video, I'm going to share with you 10 simple steps that you can take today to live in liberty. And I just like how that sounds, live in liberty. And it means to me living and expressing your God-given rights. I like how one of my Healthy Americans put it, that at the Healthy American, I give you courage to stand by your convictions. So many people know that what's going on and what has been going on over the last few years has been unconstitutional, unthinkable, immoral, illegal, unethical, all of those things. Yet we were being coerced and intimidated, and all of that hogwash was sloshed all over us. Many of you wanted to stand up and you didn't know exactly how. And that's what I have been doing for these last few years, and I'm so grateful that you are with me. And let's march this all the way to heaven, shall we?